Yes, we have a sample portfolio class project that means you don't have to do a darn thing if you don't want to. But because it's a required part of the class, we do it as a project together. And I discuss the sample portfolio class project in this commentary, and you can read it. It's up to you if you want to do this or not. But if you want to do this, if you want to follow 5 or 10 or 15 stocks on your own, I'm going to show you how to do it. It's not that difficult. It's a little clunky at first, depending on which system you use, but we're going to show you how to create your own portfolio. So I happen to use Yahoo. So I'm going to go to Yahoo. And you have to have a Yahoo account. And I'm logged in already in my Yahoo account. And so some of you might have a Yahoo account already. Maybe you have it for email, but we want to go to their finance page and see it's right here, finance, or you could just type finance.yahoo.com. That'll work too. So we go to finance page, and to be honest, Yahoo used to the use Yahoo finance page used to be, I think, the best free page. It's still pretty good, but they've really destroyed much of the great functionality of it. And try MarketWatch, try CNBC, try Google even has one that used to be a lot better, I think. But what we're interested in is creating a portfolio. Now you'll notice that there are portfolios from past semesters. So I'm going to go here to My Portfolio. And of course, as I said, you have to be logged in, and here's from the previous semester. So I'm going to create a portfolio. Where is it now? I can never remember. I don't do this enough. Here it is. And notice they're going to try to say, here, try the new Yahoo Finance Premium. They're going to want to try to sign up because it turns out that the advertising that they get from these sites is really not making them a whole lot of money. So their MarketWatch used to be totally free. It was the free version of the Wall Street Journal, but now they want you to sign up. There's a lot of stuff that's still free. And Wall Street Journal used to be totally pay, right? And then what they, so they're going, wait a minute, we're not getting enough traffic. So they have some free things and then try to get you to sign up. So they call it the freemium model. They give you some things for free, but then they hope you'll sign up for the premium model. Well, we're not going to do that. I mean, if you want to, it's up to you. Same thing is true from wait till you get the Morningstar when we deal with mutual funds. Morningstar is really aggressive in that respect. So we're going to create a portfolio, and we're going to use Portfolio 2.0, the newer one, because it's a lot better than the older one. And so we're going to call it Business 123 Spring 2024 Introduction. Yeah, to investments class. We're also going to create one for the investment club. So check that out. Check out the I like to put the 2024 first, 2024 spring, so that they show up next to one another. And fall. Business 123, Introduction to Investments class. So there's also going to be one for the investment club, and that's about as close as a competition that we're going to get. And so we'll just use all the default values. And now this is a little bit of a problem. Sometimes it doesn't show up. You have to make your browser a little bit bigger. But there's a button right here that says, "Okay, do it." So I just did it. And now, wish we could get rid of all this stuff up here. Give me more room, but I can't. So now notice it says your portfolio is empty. You add symbols to get relevant news. And you don't have to know the symbol. You can just start typing the name of the company and it will say, oh, we think you want whatever. So let's type in Nike. And they say, oh, yeah, you want Nike, NKE. That's the symbol. And with companies like Nike, like Home Depot, like Microsoft, and the others, you're going to eventually learn the symbols for those very popular stocks. And then, you know, if you don't know then this symbol, it's not a big deal. You just start typing it in. And notice that Nike is on the New York Stock Exchange, but it's also in the Netherlands and Deutschland and Mexico. So it's such an important stock. Very big stocks are traded around the world and other exchanges. And it happens, for example, you can buy stock in Sony, but you're buying it on the American exchange, on the United States, on the New York exchange, but it's, you know, originally it was Japanese. So let's put Nike in there. And so now we have one symbol. We have Nike. And then you can just start adding as many. You can add multiple symbols at one time, but let's just add another one just to make life a little bit easier. And so who do we want? I don't know. Ford, maybe. Let's do Ford. And they say, oh, you want Ford? No. You want Ford, which is only, see, they have F because it's such an important company that they just have one letter symbol. Now, that those are the symbols. Now, that doesn't put them in alphabetical order. You have to use the reorder command. But in this case, they're in alphabetical order. But here's where we're going to now start to add. Where is it? Transactions. Where is it? No. Okay. My holdings. And then we want to add transactions. So here we got Ford and Nike. I wish it looked better. I wish you could get rid of all this stuff up here, which is just cluttering it up. But no. So here we have, it says no shares. We haven't entered any transactions yet. You don't have to. You can just keep track of the stocks and watch their, you know, their information bounce up and down. But we're going to add some transactions. So pick on add a transaction. And so the transaction will record every transaction you do, including buy and sell, which is the new feature, which is actually pretty cool. So let's buy some Ford shares. And the tracking date will use, I'm doing this over the vacation. Whoa, what happened there? Okay, let's try this again. Let's do December. You can't see it, but the end of this, end of the month is December 29th. Let's do December 29th. I'm doing this over the holidays. And let's say we bought 100 shares, and we bought it earlier in the day when it was a little lower, so we paid $12.08, whatever we paid. Now, the commission is something that you pay for the privilege of owning the share, or buying the shares and selling the shares. But what we find, whoops, that was a mistake. I don't use my mouse very often. This mouse is very sensitive. The commission here, we're going to just leave it as zero just to make life easier. Many younger people are so enamored with Robinhood and other free, no commission trades. Well, folks, they're not free. You're not getting it for free. And you're going to learn in Chapter 3, when we get to stocks, how you're actually being charged. You're not being charged a commission. That is true. But you're still being charged. Did you really think it was free, right? And what they do, in my humble opinion, I'm going to rag on this several times throughout the semester, is they really get people thinking that they can trade as often as they want because it's totally free. Well, it's not free. You're getting charged every time you buy and sell. It's just hidden. You don't see how you're being charged. So you're going to want to learn about that, and we'll get to that. So that's the save of that. We're going to save that transaction. And then notice it keeps track of what the market value is. We're going to do the same for Nike. So let's add a transaction for Nike. And again, we'll use the same day. We'll use, come on, up, come on, sweetheart. We'll use December 29th, the last day of the 2023. And we'll not buy 100 shares because that's what, $10,000. So let's buy, 20 shares. Okay, 20 shares. And again, we're not paying a commission, but we know we're being charged. So we save that transaction. And now what's going to happen is throughout the day, throughout the weeks, throughout the months, we can just come into our portfolio and go to Performance. I like Performance. And I've created one called Business 123, but it's basically the same as Performance. And it shows us what we... I used the same price. I used the ending price, so basically no, there was no change. But for example, since I bought earlier in the day Ford and only paid $12.08, I actually made $11. Oh boy. Okay. And then Nike, I used the end of day price, so there's no change at all, $0. And that's how you do it. It's pretty dangerous. And so far, my holdings are a little over $3,000, little $3,390. Cool, and that's what we're going to do together, as a class project, and the same introduction to the investment club will also have one also. So you don't have to do it for your, unless you want to do it yourself. You go right ahead, but all you got to do is tune in every week or so and check to see how we're doing, and I'll make reference to how we're doing. So very good, very good. Have fun. And this is not the only one. Yahoo, there's many others. So play, and realize it's not real money. Yeah, not yet anyway.